You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chris Hall, an associate professor at the Department of Molecular Medicine and Pathology at the University of Auckland, has led a study that looked into the impact that daylight has on our immune system. The research identifies that many people could be experiencing what is scientifically described as social jet lag. The term describes the misalignment between our internal body clock, or circadian rhythm, and our social schedule. Chris Hall led this study to look into how important our circadian rhythm is to our immune system and how regular exposure to daylight can support a healthy immune system as well. To talk about this, I spoke to Chris Hall.
What made you want to begin this research?
So we've got a long-standing interest in the lab at trying to understand how our immune system kills bacteria. And we've done some experiments a while ago, and this is not new, this is quite well known in infection models, that if you deliver infections during the daytime, and that's when animals are active, diurnal animals like us, they actually fight the infections better than if they're infected during the dark. And we're really curious how the immune system knew when it was daytime.
Can you explain what social jet lag is and how it impacts our immune system?
Yeah, so essentially social jet lag is a name that our scientists have given to when there's a misalignment between our internal body clock and our social schedule. For example, people that have chronic shift work, for example, so classic examples of occupations that people get social jet lag are like nurses. And this is believed to be associated with a weakening of the immune response. So, for example, in nurses that do chronic shift work, there is an enhanced risk for having an impact on the immune system and an impact on infections, fighting infections.
Your team used zebrafish to study the circadian clock and immune responses. Can you explain why you used zebrafish and what makes them a good model for humans?
Sure. So it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But these small freshwater fish, these are the same fish that you can get at pet stores. I mean, I even had them as a kid growing up. So a lot of people throughout the world use them as a disease model because their genes are very similar to ours. And in particular, their immune system is also very similar. So if you want to understand the host response to infection, we can use this as a model. And they have advantages over other models. And one of them is when they're a larva, they're transparent. So we can put them under a microscope and we can directly observe the response of the immune cells to the bacteria.
And your research focused specifically on neutrophils. Can you explain what they are and why they are important for fighting infections?
Sure. So this is actually one of our favorite immune cells in our research group. So essentially why we think they're important is because they're actually our most abundant immune cell and they specialize in killing bacteria.
One of the more important findings of the study was that neutrophils were more effective during the day. Can you explain why you think this?
So we found if we made movies in transparent larval zebrafish of these neutrophils, these important immune cells killing bacteria, we found that they did it much better if we made the movies during the daytime for the animals. At nighttime, they didn't really kill as efficiently the bacteria as they did during the daytime.
And what are the implications of this research for people with irregular sleep schedules or people working night shifts?
So I think this really reinforces the idea to have a consistent sleep schedule and, if possible, to expose yourself to some bright light within the first couple of hours of waking. So this seems to really reinforce a robust internal body clock and it seems to support your immune system to fight infections better.
Do you think that regular daylight exposure could become a formal recommendation for maintaining immune health?
Well, the interesting thing about wavelengths of light that influence the circadian clock or your circadian rhythms, your body clock, is blue light seems to be the best at resetting our circadian rhythm. And early in the morning and into the morning, there's a lot of blue light and daylight. So it's quite effective at resetting our circadian rhythm.
All right. Thank you, Chris. That was my last question. But is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Perhaps just to highlight that, so this research was largely the output of two talented PhD students, Lucia Du and Pramit Kurthasingh, and it was a collaboration with some other people in my faculty, Guy Warman and James Cheeseman.
And that was Chris Hall on the importance of daylight and our circadian rhythm or body clock when it comes to our immunity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.